morning, America. And all ships at sea. Welcome to Wednesday, August the 13th, 2025. This is the Boss Big Show. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Valerie Seagraves. Kermit the Wonder Frog, Nor'easter Nick. Hunter is in today. Nolan's still off. Going to figure out traffic for Friday morning because Hunter is taking a... I don't know about how I feel. He's got the girlfriend. You know, she's getting more serious with him. So yeah. All these long weekends where they go off and enjoy each other.
Uh-oh.
I don't care for it.
Oh, no. That's just trouble.
I know. She's buckling down and making him be a family man. I need Hunter
Good
all to
myself.
I need Hunter all
she's
to myself.
She's sneaking him away from you.
That's absolutely right. And I don't like it.
He's
cheating on me.
I can smell the cheating in the air.
Yeah.
See, what we could do is have one of us do it, but that doesn't work because we're all busy enough.
Here, let me tell you what it is. I can tell you what it is right now.
Yeah.
Friday morning, you're fine. You're good. You wait until about noon to try to go to the shore, you're screwed.
That's what Joe says every Friday, even if it's right
That's
or
it.
Not.
Do it like Joe. Do the thing. Well, I'll be honest with you here for a Friday in the summertime, as we know is always the case.
Right. It's gonna... there's
your Friday backup. No, wait a minute. Not a big backup. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not the right lane. It's the left lane. And, oh, wait, no, all lanes are open.
Okay. Maybe that's he is the master. We shouldn't question.
Oh, please run to the roundhouse, Nellie. They can't corner you there.
I wonder if I should call him up this morning. We should see how he's doing on vacation. Maybe not this early. He's not going to. He's just not going to answer this early.
He won't answer.
Maybe I'll give him a call.
Do that because he's probably laying with Marianne, and Marianne will kill you.
Yeah, that's true.
If you wake her up,
yeah, she does frighten
me. Wait till like 7:20.
Yeah, we'll give him a call a little bit later on this morning.
Maybe text.
That's not as much fun, Rochelle.
Have you met Marianne? She will cut you.
Yes, I know Marianne well.
He'll be up after 7 o'clock, I think.
Of course he will.
I would think he'd be out there looking at the sunrise or something stupid like that.
I bet she gets up at like 5 in the morning, too.
No, I don't think so.
She's retired
now. I think
I know, but she taught that she had the kids for so long. You don't just retire and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They are on vacation, though, so I don't know.
I,
matter of fact, are we sure that she's even with him? Because he went to see his son, so I don't know.
I don't know.
The two of them, kind of like us, they do different stuff a lot of the time, so I don't know. I might give him a call a little bit later on this morning. Of course, I only care about any of this because it affects, me on Friday.
Right.
Also, I'm upset that he's not here because he has his little legal pad out, and I mentioned this the other day. First of all, I think I probably caught some sort of a something because I was forced to mingle with people and shake hands the other day when we were at the boardwalk. I feel extra sniffly today, and it's probably just allergies or tired or something, but I'm in my head, I'm like, I had to touch people, and there are people wanted hugs, there are people wanted to shake hands, and so I feel like I might have caught something.
You're fine.
But on top of it, and I mentioned this when we were out there, I've got the swimmer's ear.
Oh, that's still going on?
Yeah, and see, what I do is I keep swimming.
Right,
And so it's not getting better. It's at about 30% volume in one of the ears here.
What are you doing for it?
Nothing.
Just put some alcohol.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I actually have swimmer's ear drops in the cabinet. And I think it is just alcohol. I really think that's all it is. It just dries up the water that's in your ear. You just put a couple drops in it.
It'll be gone in a heartbeat. Yeah. She's exactly right. The alcohol, as it evaporates, it takes the water with it, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
I know, but what I've been doing is when Big Boss Bob calls, I put the phone up to this ear, and it's just at like 30%. It's and I just every once in a while, I go to Robbie, and it's so terrible. And then I oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'll talk to you next time. So I don't know that I want to put the thing in my ear, but it's been several days now. So
doesn't that hurt?
I keep swimming. Yeah, it does because it kind of feels like you've got an ear infection, you know?
Have you tipped your head over and then bumped yourself trying to get the
I keep doing a shoulder bump.
Here,
and
let me do it once or twice and see if I can.
You want to turn me upside down? Hold me by the ankle, please.
I'm going to hit you on the head.
Get a nice whiff of what's going on down there.
Oh, Lordy. I don't want to go there. No business south of the border with you.
Speaking of concern, this should be weird. I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline this morning. We're talking to pilot Pete Weber. You might remember him from The Bachelor Show.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's on his new competition show on NBC and Peacock, and they're out in Guam or someplace like that with Jeffrey Dean Morgan is the host. So
I like him.
I don't know what kind of a cell phone signal. I've been warned he has a spotty cell phone signal, so that'll be just our luck. But we'll talk to pilot Pete this morning. Not the Buttigieg guy. This is Pete Weber, who used to be on The Bachelor.
Right.
I don't know. They kind of look alike. They get the little...
They do look a little.
Little
bowl
cut going.
You're right.
We'll do a mystery oldie this morning for Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at Madison Square Garden, August 20th. Those are coming up a little after 7.
I was just going to say, it's a good thing this is radio, so we don't see them and we can't confuse him because he looks like somebody else.
Prince Valiant. Fast Five, birthdays coming up. Mom Confession, 7:29:20. Of course, she said. At 7:50 this morning. But time right now for a little something to get us over the hump, closer to the weekend. Hey, we've only been working 2 days. It feels like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Time for pre-coffee thoughts. Pre-coffee thoughts. We go around the room. Everybody write down stream of consciousness. First thing that comes to mind before we have a swig of coffee, before we plug in the headphones, and it's fun to try and discern whom amongst us may have come up with each of these. Random Pre-coffee thoughts. Our ancestors would be so confused about us trying to avoid spoiling our appetite.
Yeah.
I just killed a boar. Being a kid is the free trial. Adulthood is the overpriced subscription. Yeah,
oh,
that's...
Oh, jeez.
Ain't that the truth?
That is so true.
Your cat probably knows the layout of your house better than you do. That's why they call them cat burglars.
Yeah.
Yep.
Vandalism in bathroom stalls has gotten very rare now that we all have smartphones.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
You don't see as many phone numbers on the door stalls anymore. That's very true.
When you eat at home with your partner, it's weird to eat different entrees. But when you eat at a restaurant with your partner, it's weird to eat the same entree.
It is weird to eat the same entree. I will never order the same thing as you.
And that kind of a funny thing strange. Where, yeah, if someone said, well, what are we having for dinner? We're having this. And they'd be like, you know, I really don't want that. You cook this for me. I'll have that. You'd be a real jerk if you did that. But at a restaurant.
Well, that's because somebody else is doing all the cooking. Yeah. When I'm in the kitchen, you get one plate of slop and that's it.
This is it.
You'll eat it and you'll like it.
One plate of slop coming right up.
Delicious.
Order up, sweetheart. When I die, someone is going to have to cancel all of my subscriptions. Or not.
Yeah.
Kissing boo-boos is one of the most basic examples of the placebo effect at work. All right, that's enough. That's enough of that.
That's
just dumb. Time now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities putting on fun events, and we share them every morning around this time, 6:20, 8:35 or so. If you have something you need mentioned, we'll do our very best to get it on. Go to the Facebook page, 1071theboss.com, or text it to us, and Rochelle will do her able best to get it on the air everywhere.
And the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their special cryo body sculpting event is still going on. You can lose 1 to 3 inches per session. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Boss Roadie's on the move. Uncle Ross Brittain will be hosting tomorrow night the 51st annual Church of the Epiphany Italian Festival from 5 to 7. That's in Brick. So go and see Uncle Ross and stuff I can only write down his throat. Then this weekend, Sunday night, 5 until 9, it's the Allenhurst Beach Illumination at the Allenhurst Beach Club. Big shout out to our friend Lisa Griffin, who's one of the organizers, puts this on every year. Let us know about it. And they will be saluting, remembering the iconic lifesavers of the Jersey Shore, past and present, including Abner Allen, for whom Allenhurst was named, who was an early lifeguard.
Oh, wow.
Kind of a nice event. So that'll be happening on Sunday. Also Sunday in the morning, it's the next Springsteen on Sunday Live with Sunday Brunch and, of course, a live radio show from Bar Anticipation, Lake Como. We air from 9 to 11, but the door is 8 o'clock there on Sunday morning. Dock Road Marlin Fest is happening tonight, Dock Road in Beach Haven, starting at 4 o'clock. It's a free family event with vendors, music, food, family activities, and more. DockRoadMarlinFest.com for the info. Downtown Point Pleasant Beach sidewalk sale days starts tomorrow and then runs through Sunday night. You can shop all the downtown shops right there along Central Avenue and Ocean Avenue, right the whole area. Many businesses open late with special sales. It can be found just outside their door. PointPleasantChamber.com for the info. And Cruising for a Cure to MS is tomorrow from 5 to 8. Adventure Crossing USA in Jackson, featuring American-made sports cars, open to all years, makes and models. Check out the hot chrome and the sunshine. There'll be awards, live music, fun and games, too. It's JerseyShoreCarShows.com for the info. There's a couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood, CBB, the C-Bub. That's it. That's the Community Bulletin Board.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 107.1 The Boss.
Speaking of Adam Sandler, raise your hand when you hear Daryl Strawberry. You think of the Thanksgiving song.
Daryl Strawberry.
That's the first thing I think of when I hear the name.
Yeah, that's true.
Forget baseball. Sure, Rochelle has a theater kid. Lola loves the performing arts. Mm-hmm. And I learned this morning, and this is sad to me, because you keep hearing about music programs being cut and these sort of things, that there is not enough interest as she begins high school in just days, the first of the month, in a theater arts class. Now, yeah. I guess each of the kids gets to take an elective course. I went to a fancy school, so we actually had theater class.
Yeah.
And that was one of the rotation. You did music, and they taught you how to read music, and then we did chorale and a cappella singing, and then one of them was theater. Mm-hmm. So we had to do that. But it's an elective where she's going to school, and there was not enough interest, so she's going to have to take a regular music class.
Well, actually, what they put her in is 3D art. Which,
like graphic design?
No, like drawing in 3D. And so if you, I guess they just assume if you're a theater person, you also like art. Yeah, they just assume you can draw. So I've had to go back and forth with her counselor this past week, because while Lola does enjoy drawing sometimes, she doesn't want to take it as an entire class. And so their alternative was psychology.
You must be nuts if you like Les Miserables.
Well,
I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, they do say that a lot of people who like theater also like psychology because it's a creative part of their brain and they tend to draw the same type of people. And so I understand that. And while that is fine, I asked Lola what she wanted to do and she said, well, I'd really like to have a class where I don't have to think. So I really don't know that I want to take psychology as my electives.
I would say I want to take not math. That's what I would like to take.
Well, that's, she's like, I just want an easy, I want one easy class and I know I'm just going to, I'm going to coast through. And so we're trying to go through and figure out what she's going to do because she doesn't, she's like, I can draw, but I don't think I'm like good enough to draw 3D art.
Well, I'm sure they have a pen that you use on the screen, a stylus.
Well, I know. I think they're actually drawing like on graphing paper that shows you how to draw.
That is math then if you have to do
that. Right. And so that's what she's saying. I don't think that's what I'd like to take. And it really stinks that they're just telling them, you know, 2 weeks before school starts that, sorry, your class isn't available. Figure it out.
If a cylinder is 4.6 centimeters across, like, first of all, I don't know what a centimeter is. Secondly, now, when you were in college, weren't you going to be a theater music arts teacher?
That's what I started out as. Yeah, I wanted to teach theater arts, but I majored in musical theater arts with a minor in education. And then after my first semester, they were like, well, you can't do that anymore. You can't be a theater major and just teach it. You have to teach English. And then you can also be the theater. I was like, well, I'm out. That's not.
You ever think about, though, if you'd stuck with it, you could be putting on little plays with 5-year-olds and also teaching Shakespeare?
No,
you imagine yourself being an English. See, I can picture myself being an English teacher.
I'd
be like Good Will Hunting. I could see that.
I would be the easiest class you ever had because we would watch the movie version of everything, and that's what you would be writing on every time.
We're gonna watch a little Leo DiCaprio. This is Romeo and Juliet.
Hey people, August here. You think July was hot? July is a punk amateur. I'm the king daddy of summer heat, and I'm ready to turn this mother up. By the time I get through with you, you'll be begging for July. I'm gonna scald your hands when you touch the steering wheel, and I'm gonna cook your kids' thighs on the playground slide. You'll run up your air conditioning bill trying to deal with me, but nothing's gonna help. And check out my buddy the sun, and our homeboy humidity. You don't have a chance. I'm August. I'm here, and you're gonna fry.
Up the thermometer goes. I hate the heat, let's face it. Sweating so much, my body is soaked. I hate the heat, let's face it. Every summer, nothing but heat waves. Nothing but the sun, and hardly any rain. My home ain't air conditioned, so you'll hear me complain. Oh, 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 oh. Up and up the thermometer goes. I hate the heat, let's face it. Perspiration is soaking my clothes. I hate the heat, let's face it. Put me in a pool or spray me with a hose. It's even hot at night and makes it hard to doze. I think I'll move up north and live with Eskimos. Eskimos.
Bow, 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 bow.
I hate the heat, let's face it.
Bow, 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 bow.
I hate the heat, let's face it.
Bow, 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 bow.
I hate the heat, let's face it.
I hate the heat, let's face it. 107.1 DeBosch, over to the celebrity hotline. Remember him from The Bachelor? He's on a new competition show. We're going deep into the jungle. They're getting ready for the finale of that thing. Here he is, pilot Pete Weber. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
I'm great. Thank you for being on here. Congrats on this new show. It is airing Tuesday nights on NBC, 10 o'clock Eastern, called Destination X. You can also binge it streaming on Peacock. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is the host. You're one of the contestants. It's kind of like a board game come to life in Europe. So this is going to be fun to be part of this.
Oh, yeah. You described that perfectly. Honestly, one of the coolest things that I've ever done in my life. Just such a unique opportunity to kind of, you know, disconnect from the whole outside world and immerse yourself in this, like you said, board game. Kind of spread across Europe and have a chance to win a lot of money. It was a win-win.
Yeah, and you know, you think to yourself, oh, well, you look for the Eiffel Tower, you'll know he's in France, but they don't make it that easy. They kind of drop you in the, and you're sometimes surprised to say, oh, that's where they are. It must be really disorienting if you're there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, the producers, creators of the show did an incredible job not making it obvious at all. There was definitely lots of moments where I was, you know, shocked and I've traveled, you know, quite a bit too, and they definitely got me on some locations. But I think that's what made it so much fun. You know, made kind of alliance building and working together, you know, such a necessity to make it far in the game. And you had to know yourself, or you had to be a good social game player to make it far.
Now, whether we're talking about this show, or of course, people know you from Bachelor, Bachelorette, there's going to be a funny thing because you're with a group of, other contestants, and I imagine you do make friends and you build, bonds, friendships, but on the other hand, it's a competition, so you're trying to win money and beat them. That's going to be a little funny to be traveling with those people knowing deep down that you really want to win and beat them out.
Yes, definitely. This whole game type, format is definitely unique, too, in that there could only be one winner, right? So, I've always been a strong believer in this kind of game, you have to work with people and have a good kind of alliance to make it far. It can only be a winner, so at some point you are turning on the other. And that's just the nature of the game. There's no hard feelings. You know, I never let anything get personal in that regard, and I think everyone had the same goal in mind, so everything was fair game. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, the best player win, and down in the final three tonight, we'll see what it is.
Had you ever been to any of these places before? Had you been to some of these places before without giving anything away?
Yeah, I've been to, I guess there were two cities, Liberty area, but there were two cities that I had not been to. It was a little unfortunate, but I guess I'm very grateful that, especially the last location, it was a big hint because I had been there kind of recently and there was some stuff that I was recognizing. And then the final episode, the finale is in London. After, been shown and everything. So I spent some time in London as well. But yeah, there was two of us, Venice and Salzburg. Those were the two new ones.
Now, people call you Pilot Pete. I don't know if everybody knows, but you were actually an airline pilot. You've worked for a couple of different airlines. You're still doing that. That's kind of your day job. Do you feel as though your piloting skills, your ability to navigate, helped you in this competition? I imagine it would.
I thought it would definitely be a benefit to me. And there were a couple of cases, notably the last episode, random stuff from just, recognizing kind of like the first year corridors from a certain airport that I've flown in and out of a couple times. I think they're not that we really use it in aviation these days, but trying to do a little bit of celestial navigation at night just to kind of confirm, like, it's just you're grounded for anything, right? So any little bit of clue or tidbit can help you, and just trying to confirm maybe a latitude of where you're at in Europe and just knowing those marks, trying to track the sun as best as possible through the tinted windows because you can't see outside of them. Things like that, those were the ways I think that just some of my studies and career kind of helped me. But honestly, it was not as much as you would have thought. It still was a very difficult game, and definitely pushed in a lot of ways.
The other thing is funny here, I mean, you're the darn bachelor. You were the bachelor, but you're on this show with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who always comes up on a list of the studliest people in Hollywood. Was that kind of funny for the two of you to, be together on this project?
Oh, man, yeah, it was such a blast. He was such a cool dude. I think just like the perfect selection for his host, that perfect sense of just, mysteriousness, just such a good dude, and so much fun, and action, and, obviously has an extensive list of amazing work he's done as an actor, and it was a lot of fun. It was cool to bond over our shared love of the Seattle Seahawks for both Die Hard 4.
Talk about being a pilot. I'm fascinated by this. I have a secret ambition that I'd learn, not to be a commercial pilot like you, but I've always wanted to learn how to fly a plane. I just think it would be so thrilling to learn how to fly. Where did your passion for aviation begin, Peter?
I started since I was a little kid. Both my dad and my mom had flown for United Airlines. Was a pilot. Mom was a flight attendant. And so I was kind of just born into it. It's been in my blood. Something I always knew I wanted to do. And I'm very fortunate, actually, my brother and I both, we followed in their footsteps, and we both fly for United now. And both based out of LA on 7-8, so that's been a dream to fly with him. And yeah, just kind of something I was always born to do.
Well, for your sake, I hope you don't fly into Newark here where we are very often, because there seems to always be trouble there for everybody.
Yeah, Newark's a problem. I actually was based out in New York for about 4 years, just transferred out to LA a couple months ago, but a lot of experience in New York. Lots of memories there.
Yeah. Now, it must be kind of funny, because I imagine kids want to, do they still do that thing where you give them the little wings and you put it on there? But then you're on TV on top of it, so that's going to be an extra surprise for especially kids that want to come and see the cockpit and meet the pilot after the flight, right?
Yeah, no, it's always fun. Actually, it's cool. We just got into these trading cards, which is kind of a newer thing. And so every airplane, we fly as pilots, they give us, like the 787, for instance, I have a stack of trading cards, and a lot of the kids are going to come up and ask for those and have all the, the details of the airplane, all the fun facts about it, a cool picture, it's kind of like holographic thing, like almost like a Pokemon card. I think we kind of segue from like that wings to the trading card, but it's always fun to share that with future leaders.
Yeah, I love that. I'm jealous. I think that's really cool. Well, don't miss the finale. It's happening NBC. Tuesday nights is the air at 10 o'clock Eastern. Destination X, you can catch up and binge if you've missed it so far. Destination X there on the Peacock. And there he is, Pilot Pete Weber. It's good to talk to you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Let me ask you this. If you're lost in the jungle, you want to be with Pilot Pete or Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Dean Morgan. Sorry.
Not even a hesitation there. Sorry. I didn't think so. All right, we got to mention this. Asbury Park Press, once again, is looking for the best of Monmouth Ocean Counties. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to say that 107.1 The Boss has been nominated as Best Radio Station. I never seem to know when this is coming out, because obviously we would mention that we'd like you to go on there and vote. Is that how it happens? Is there a vote that picks the initial
nominees? Well, there was a nomination that happened several months ago. And
did that come from the public, do we know? Or
yeah,
just from
yep.
The, oh,
okay. So you go through, the public goes through and nominates what they want, and then the ones with the most right. nominations are the ones that get put through to the voting. So everything is a people's choice, from nominations to voting.
Well, it's amazing that we keep getting nominated, because we won 2 years in a row. I'm proud to say 2023, 2024, and yes. we're nominated here again. And I knew it was going on, but I didn't even think to mention for people to go vote. So if you voted for us and you read the Asbury Park Press online or the paper, thank you for doing that. Nor'easter Nick also nominated for Best Weatherman.
He is.
Now,
yes.
we're up against that 101.5 station, and he's up against their weather guy, mm-hmm. who I know is pretty popular, and Greasy Mike Rizzo from News 12. So this is going to be a hot competition in the weather category.
Yes.
But now, when is voting open for people to pick Best
Radio?
Today.
So oh, it's okay. open today. Today's the first day until August 27th is the last day to vote. So you get like 14 days to vote, 14, 15
Ooh,
days.
Vote early. Vote often.
You yeah, can it's
vote
the American way.
You can vote every single day, and if you open it in a new internet tab, you can then vote again with a different email address. Not that I've done that. But that, you do have to open a new tab. You can't keep it in the same tab.
Now, again, I'm not humble bragging. I'm not, because I was surprised, but they didn't even list on their APP website Best Radio Show, mm-hmm. and we went to this dinner. It's so funny. So we got to go to this dinner because the radio station might win. And nobody, it was just us. We just went, right? We didn't buy a table, nothing. Because we didn't think we had a shot in hell.
No.
And sure enough, they named us Best Radio Show last year.
You and I, yeah. And we didn't even know that wasn't even one of the categories that you could vote on last year. So we were a little bit confused when they called our names individually.
Yeah.
I think we were getting ready to pack it up and leave. And then we heard, that's seriously what happened. We were like, oh.
Yeah.
Turned around and
Us? What?
They're just happy that we bought a dish of macaroni, I think, and went to the event. If you show up, you might win.
Yeah, right.
But somebody must have voted for us, because somehow...
That's like the contest we do.
Well, we got 12 people. It's going to be one of them. Somehow we were named Best Morning Show last year, so yeah. I don't know if they're doing personalities. They must, right? Because they never listed on the website.
It's never listed, but 2 years ago, Kane won, and that wasn't on there.
Oh, that's right.
And
right.
then we won last year. But for whatever reason, it's not listed as a people's choice of vote. So it really could be.
Then Rochelle passive-aggressively posts the thing from newspapers. His boss is the best radio station. We put it everywhere.
I posted. They're all over the place.
Just to
not passive aggressive. I'm proud.
Just to annoy everybody else that we actually won something for a change. Mm-hmm. But anyway, vote for the boss, and please vote for our man, Nor'easter Nick, as well. If for no other reason, just to aggravate that Mike Rizzo guy with his greasy hair. So who's actually a very nice guy. I don't know why I dump on him, but because he came to the blast off, you might remember, a couple of years ago.
Very nice guy.
Very nice guy.
He and Nick are friends. Nick doesn't bust on him. You just bust on him.
It's not him. It's that hair. Have you seen his hair? I mean, it's like 6 inches tall.
It's a work of art.
He's got the Jersey Shore hair. He's like the Pauly.
I love it.
Looks like Hades or something. I mean, it's just.
Oh, man.
It's like a Greek underlord. Congratulations to one of the best hotels in the country. Came in number 2, according to The Digest Online. It's right here in the Great Garden State. Taking a drive down to Cape May. Open Table, Kayak, and The Digest Online have picked the best hotels in the country. And the Virginia Hotel in Cape May named the second best hotel in the country. There's one out there.
Really?
In, Big Surf, Big Sur in California came in number 1. But
what is it called?
Called the Virginia Hotel. Very pretty. It looks like a, look at that. Looks like something out of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You know that kind
Beautiful.
Of architecture?
Is that it looks like a bed and breakfast. Is
yeah.
it, is
well,
it
everything in Cape May is like
yeah.
that. You
well,
know?
That's true. Yep. Yeah.
They offer fruits and vegetables from the kitchen first thing in the morning.
Oh, so it is. It's a bed and breakfast.
Yeah. Located right there on Jackson Street. They have the Ebbett Room where you can have dinner. It looks very pretty. You know what it looks like is that place, that island up in Michigan, the Mackinac Island. You
yes,
know, right there.
The old historic place.
The Grand Hotel where they filmed that Christopher Reeve movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like that whole
very
deal.
Very pretty.
Very, very pretty.
much easier to get to than California.
Well, yeah, there is.
Cape May, yeah.
Just definitely. Depends where you're coming from, I guess. There's a homeless man in Brazil who has joined an 8K. I didn't even know they did those. I heard of the 5K and the 4K. This is an 8K. And he ran it in flip-flops.
Oh.
He was interviewed afterwards, said he wasn't intending to get in a race, but he said he saw this thing going on and decided he would jump in to help work off his hangover, thought the adrenaline rush would be good. Ended up coming in third place.
An 8K is almost 5 miles.
In flip-flops. Hadn't trained for it at all. Homeless man in Brazil. Now he's got the prize money, and he's trying to get back on his flip-flopped feet again.
Good for him.
I think that's great.
He's going to have shin splints.
I've never...
he came running in flip-flops.
I've never been in a race like that. You've done one of those, haven't you? You've done
I've done
5K
a 5K or... and a 10K.
Yeah. You've done a 10K.
I have done a 10K. Yeah. When I used to love running, but then running didn't love me, and now I have crunchy knees.
I got winded walking to the bathroom here, to be honest with you. All right, we'll do a mystery oldie coming up. We're going to send you to the garden to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett next.
Are you bored with your bedroom buddy? Is your silicone sweetheart more dusty than dirty? Then it's time to let go. At Doll Cycle, the world's first sex doll recycling center. From high-end silicone stunners to vintage vinyl vixens, we take your gently or not-so-gently loved dolls and give them a new purpose, responsibly and discreetly. Some are reborn as lampshades with a surprised look, key rings that tighten around your finger, even a beach bag with three strangely familiar-looking pockets. Eco-friendly and carbon-neutral because no latex lover deserves a landfill farewell. Call 1-800-HUMP-DUMP or visit dollcycle.com. Doll Cycle, we turn your ex into next.
We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Valerie, Kermit, Nor'easter Nick. Hunter is in today. No Joe Nolan. Joe on vacation this week.
Mm-hmm.
How many vacations does he get?
As many as he wants.
I know, right? I think this is like the third or fourth one. He's worse than Nick.
Yeah.
You know, aggravated I get when people take time. I rarely take time off.
I do know this about you.
I texted him this morning. I was just going to call him cold because I thought we'd check in with him, see how he's doing. He really hasn't posted anything. When he first got down, he's in North Carolina visiting his son and his grandkids.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
It's very nice.
We have not confirmed or denied whether or not Mrs. Nolan is with him. But I thought it might be fun to call and wake him up because I know he likes to get up and drink coffee and look at the sunrise and all that. So I texted him this morning against my better judgment. But both you and Kermit both said, text him first.
Yes, text him. Don't just call him. He's on vacation. What would you have done when you, I mean, I guess everybody did call you.
Everybody does call me. I do have the ringer off, though, until like 5:30. After 5:30, if I get up to pee or something, then I will turn it back on just in case there's a crisis of some sort. But I texted Joe about 8 minutes ago and said, morning, can we give you a call on the air here? Figured you'd probably be up. Read receipt.
He read it.
Yep. No reply, then.
Oh.
No reply. So I thought we'd go right ahead.
You're going to just call him anyway.
There we go ahead.
Glance at
it. You think he's going to answer? I got a feeling
he's not. No. I mean, if he didn't reply to your text, he probably just looked at the text and went back to sleep.
I got to figure.
There's no way he's going to answer you.
You know, he's looking at it going, that son of a gun, leave me alone. I'm on vacation.
There's no way he's answering.
Your call has been forwarded.
See, what a jerk. I know that he saw it.
Yeah.
I know he saw it. I know he saw the text message and he doesn't answer the phone.
But just because he saw it doesn't mean he's awake. It just means that he glanced at his phone because it probably dinged.
Well, I hate to think I woke him up. I was assuming that he would be up because usually he gets up at like 3:30 because, you know, he does the other stuff even before he starts
our show. Yeah, but you got to remember he's Wednesday of his vacation. So now he's had Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So you're on day 5 and your body does start to adjust. Are you calling again? That's not nice.
Come on.
Are you serious?
Come on, Joe. Pick up the phone. Let's go. I want to know how it's going out there. Did I dial the number wrong? Why are we not dialing?
I don't think you hit enough. Oh, there we go. Are you seriously calling him again?
Come on, Joe. Let's go.
You would kill somebody.
Oh, hang on. All right, I'm going to hang the thing. I have a text message. No. He just texted capital N-O, no.
That's awesome.
Now he's pissed. That's great.
Fantastic.
Good morning, Joe. All right, we'll get Kermit. Can we get him on the line later? We'll get him on the line later.
I bet you won't.
We'll get him on the line later. He'll be less grumpy once we get a cup of coffee and I'm going to be fine. Congratulations to, I know Grayson loves this guy, the soccer player, Cristiano Ronaldo. I have such a hard time saying his name. Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me try that. Am I getting that right? Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's Portuguese. You should know how to say his name.
You're right. I am part goose, so I should be able to say it. He and Georgiana Rodriguez, longtime girlfriend, now engaged. Cristiano and Georgiana. You imagine getting this cake made? Ronaldo and Rodriguez. I mean, that's a... How do you fit all those letters on a cake?
I mean...
She posted, she did the thing on Instagram where they do the, you know, they put the diamond ring and she like opens her palm on his chest. They did that nonsense.
I was trying to describe how large this ring, because I said to Grayson, I said, oh, Ronaldo's engaged. And he said, I thought he was already married because he assumes that if you have a baby with somebody, they're already married.
What a wholesome little fella.
Isn't that sweet? Yes.
Look at him, leave it to Beaver.
Because they have a child together. Right. I think they have two kids together.
Well, they've been together a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was trying to describe this ring because if you haven't seen it, I said, Grayson, this diamond is the size of my face. And he said, what? And I said, well, I mean, it's not actually the size of my face. I said, do you know the Pop-Tarts minis that they have? It's that size in a diamond form. He goes, well, that's definitely not the size of your face then. But it goes from her bottom knuckle up to the top knuckle. It's like this oval ring, and it is the most gorgeous diamond. If she was to punch you with this diamond, you would die. It is a very, very, very large rock.
Then they began dating in 2017. I didn't realize this. Here's how you know he had his work cut out for him when it comes to buying her the perfect ring. Mm-hmm. They met while he was shopping for another girlfriend at the Gucci store.
Mm-hmm.
And he met her and said, well, forget this one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Gucci lady. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. And now here they are 8 years later and they are engaged.
Good for them.
Cristiano Ronaldo and Georgiana Rodriguez. Congratulations, kids. They are...
Stop calling him. Are you serious? You're calling him?
Really? I'm blocked. Come on.
This is not nice.
He just texted me no and with the toilet again. All right, fine. He's on the toilet. I don't want to talk to him on air if he's on the toilet. That's just repulsive and disgusting and unnecessary. And,
yes.
And a little nauseating, but what is this now? Rutledge, our friend from the Basie, said, I'll go wake him up. Good morning, Rutledge. He's getting set to do security. By the way, this programming note, Jeff Timmons and Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees calling into the program next week ahead of their big appearance at the Basie. Rutledge will be handling security for the 98 Degrees boys.
Rutledge has already told me he is securing me a spot to meet them, but I can't fangirl if I meet them.
Right. Are you here for that show? I know you're going back and forth.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I forget when it is. I think it's the end of the month. I think it might be Labor Day weekend. Are you here Labor Day weekend?
I will be here. I will figure it out. I will make sure I'm here.
Yeah.
I desperately want to meet them.
I got invited tomorrow night to head up, see Mickey Thomas, you know, from Starship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking we could do Ben Gay tips for each other.
There you go. You should go. I think you'd have a good time.
Because he's elderly.
Yeah. So.
No, he's also been on the show. He's very nice. But the 98 Degrees boys will be here next week. And the Gunner and Matthew, the Nelson boys, will also be on with us next week.
Oh, okay.
So we got a bunch of musical acts. Remember Nelson, the Ricky Nelson's kids? They had a bunch of hits of their own, so we'll talk to them next week. Do I call him again? Do I not call him again?
No, stop calling him.
Because Rutledge is egging me on and Kermit's egging me on saying I should try calling him again.
Stop calling him.
I mean, he's on the toilet. Do we want to talk to him while
he's... No.
All right,
fine.
Here we go with your mystery oldie. Tickets to go see Billy Idol, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. Coming to Madison Square Garden later on this month, August the 20th. First caller through to correctly identify this mystery oldie, 732-774-4444. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Talking about a real moldy goldie oldie here. What is that song? Lines are open, 732-774-4444. Early bird, first guess. Good morning, it's the boss.
Yes, I'm sorry to listen for the song. But
what do you think it is?
Matt, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, you want to take a wild guess in the dark? You might get lucky.
Oh, no.
Nope, I guess not. Slam the phone down at me, much like Joseph. First person to tell me wins the tickets. Billy Idol, Joan Jett, 732-774-4444. Is there like a weird hum in the headphones? Are you hearing that? Is that my swimmer's ear? You hear that fuzzy? Anybody else hearing that, or is it my headphones? Oh, geez. I hope I don't need a new pair of Sony's again.
Hey, you need a new pair of ears.
Well, a pair of something.
Oh, come on. One more time.
Familiar, okay. Familiar to anybody? Nothing?
Did you beat you? What's he doing? Did you beat you?
Yeah, that's right. It's the Teletubbies. All right, let's call Joe one more time.
No, stop. This is not nice.
See if he's off to John yet.
You know his number by heart now?
Yep.
He's in there doing a number. What are you doing?
Here we go.
He's never going to. He probably knows the song, though. He's really good at that.
Come on, Joe. I'm wiping. What do you want?
Your call is
denied a third time. Man.
He's not going to pick up.
This is like it's like the Last Supper. I've been denied three times. No? Biblical joke? No? All right. Billy Idol, Joan Jett, Mystery Oldie. Lines are open. 732-774-4444. Do we need a bigger clip? Should I move on?
Bigger
what do you think?
Bigger clip.
Kirby, can we find a bigger clip? All right, here we go. Kill the other music, please. Turn back. Come on!
Oh, okay.
Come on!
I know it now.
That's so easy. I hate when he does that. All right, fine. Plan again. Now we've done it.
Well, he just let that cat right out of the bag.
Yeah. That is some bull funky is what that is. The boss, Mr. Aldi, good morning.
I think I know the song.
I'm sure you know the song. What is it?
At least 10 times a day.
Yeah, but what's the song?
Don't sing it.
I know the song. It's
no,
coming.
No. Listen. Coming. Now I want you to keep going. Please keep going. The floor is yours.
At least 10 times a day. It's so unusual
for me to carry on.
I know it.
Who sings
what
it?
Is it?
It's coming. Okay, yeah. Coming, Joe.
Well, hit us with the chorus after all that, for the love of God.
Coming, it's coming.
All right, I'm waiting.
So unusual.
You're so close.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's coming to me. Coming, I'm sorry.
Man, if I had a dime for every time I heard a conversation like this. Oh, what? What?
I know this song. It's not the temptation.
You don't have to know the artist. You just got to give me the name of the song.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to tell you.
I mean, you got to sing it for us because it's too late to turn back now.
I believe.
It's too late to turn back now. Get to the chorus.
Too late to turn back now.
Yes, that's it.
Too late to turn back now. Can you dig it? I'm falling in love. I got it, Robbie.
You got something, I'll tell you that. Who is this?
This is Steve.
Steve, you're a winner! Ah.
Thank you, Robbie.
Jesus, God, that was exhausting.
Thank you, Rochelle.
You're welcome.
You're not going to thank Valerie? She's the biggest fan you got here, pal.
Thank you, Valerie.
All right, good, better. Mind your manners. Billy Idol, Joan Jett, Garden, August 20th. Oh, you're here, Steve. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much.
You think I should call Nolan again on the crapper and see if he picks up? What do you think, Steve?
I would.
Yeah, he would.
Please.
See, everybody wants us to call Joe. All right, Steve.
Call Joey.
Hang in the line, will you? It's too late to turn back now. That's your mystery oldie of the day.
Man.
Jeez, Louise. All right, let's do this. Check the socials. Hashtag Mom, M-O-M, Mom. Confessions. Every morning at 7:29:27, and you might hear yours right like this from moms and dads just like you.
Andy Marie said, my daughter calls hand sanitizer, hanitizer, and I think that's a much better name.
I agree,
hanitizer. Robin Silver said, I asked my 12-year-old son if his friend's mom is pregnant. She and I are not friends. And this boy, my own child, looks me in the eye and says, don't you see how that's none of your business? Like, I'm sorry, did I not raise you to gossip?
She engaged a Cristiano Ronaldo.
And at Silly Sarah 222 said, I asked my youngest what he'd like for his fifth birthday. And he said, a chainsaw, and to be 10 years old.
America. Hashtag mom. God, fashions. Every morning, 7:29, 20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. Fast Five birthdays coming up. For some reason, my jingle didn't play properly. So let's hear the whole jingle. Can we play that back here? The It's Wednesday jingle.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
Oh, yes, it is.
Isn't today Wednesday?
Indeed, sir.
Okay, can we all agree now?
Today is Wednesday.
We made it to Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day to you.
Get over that hump.
Yeah, you think about a hump.
Of course, you know where the phrase hump day comes from, don't you?
It's hump day.
107.1 The Boss. Okay. Yeah, it was a bummer. It didn't play properly before. For some reason, it cut off the thing at the end.
That was so important.
I mean, it was important. Now, this is also important. We need to vote for Nick for Best Weatherman, and you need to vote for 107.1 The Boss for Best Radio Station. And I think we're nominated for Best Morning Show, even though they don't include that on the webpage. Is it app.com? Is it yourvote.com?
It's yourvote.com.
Yourvote.com.
And I did post it on our Facebook page, so you can see it on the Boss Facebook page.
All right. And vote for Chocolate Carousel, too.
Yes.
We're doing something right. Second year in a row. This is awesome.
Nominated against Greasy Mike Rizzo, though. I want you to know that.
Like a vault.
And Dan Zarrow, who's bald, I think.
He's not bald.
Well, he should be. So.
What does that
Dan's
mean?
Dan's a nice guy.
He's bald. What are you doing? So go vote for all of them. Vote for us, please. I wanted to throw that in. I'm really not interested in your... I got the forecast. The scattered showers pop up, hazy hot to you, but I got that. Here's the other thing I want to ask you about. What's the deal with that... there's drones and rockets in the sky again? I saw you posted a picture of this.
Yeah, so I actually went to bed really early last night at like 9 o'clock, which is weird for me. But I just ran out of stuff to do, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed now. So I woke up to literally 100 messages in my inbox saying aliens are taking over and the end of the world is here. There's lights in the sky. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I look at the pictures and there's this little swirly thing in the sky. And obviously, my first thought is we're all going to die. Let me figure out what's going on.
Great.
No, it's a multi-stage booster rocket thing. And you get these particles to refract light from the sun high up in the atmosphere. We're talking hundreds of thousands of feet, and that's what creates the illusion of this tail. It's a Vulcan, not live long and prosper, but a Vulcan rocket that was launched down in Florida, and it's national security. So I don't know what it's doing up there, and nobody does except for a handful of people. And this administration probably doesn't even know. But anyway, it's just up there, and that's that.
So and that's what people are seeing up there. Are those people messaging you right now asking questions about this rocket? Is that what that is?
Probably. They're probably listening to us right now.
Or is that Grindr? I mean, I don't know.
Well, wow. Wow, what a way to call me out like that. Jeez. All right, can we talk about the weather right now?
No, I got it. I know what the forecast is, but thanks for your time anyway.
Be on the lookout for some scattered rain and thunderstorms and between 2 and 6 o'clock.
But otherwise, hazy, humid, and beautiful, and a weekend looks good, right? See, I know what it is. I should be nominated for Best Weatherman, damn it.
Yes, let's go.
Thanks, Nick. Be disappointed. Congratulations to Steve Friedman. He got that mystery oldie of the day, Too Late to Turn Back Now by Cornelius Brothers with their sister Rose. Steve in Long Branch, and he's on his way to see Billy Idol with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming up on August 20th. All right, comes Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you need to know. Be in the know, number 5 to number 1. You'll find us on the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio at 107.1 The Boss. Go to the website or wherever you get podcasts and just search us, and it should come right up each and every day. I know you did not miss any, but we were off last week, so get yesterday's podcast updated. That was the first one in a few days, so hopefully you're all caught up on the podcast. Count in reverse today. Start at number 5. I don't know if you saw this video the other day, but now it's gone viral everywhere. There's an official from out in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, named Ed Romaine. He's a county executive out there, and he got all excited talking about what they're doing. There are a lot of communities doing this for the 250th birthday celebration.
This is funny.
He got a little bit excited about it. I don't think he meant to say this, but...
It's going to be a gangbang.
What?
Like you have never seen.
What?
Send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence.
Yep.
Thank you.
God bless America.
Did he say gangbang?
He said gangbang. Where did you find that clip? I heard that a few days ago. I texted Kane to tell him, and I couldn't find the audio anywhere.
I don't know. One of the, Twitter or one of these.
Oh.
It's going to be a gangbang.
He sure did.
We're going to turn that into a little song.
It's going to be a gangbang.
It's already got some melody to it the way he says it, doesn't it?
You know those blooper things on YouTube you watch, like people in the news? They say stupid stuff all the time. They get millions and millions of views. It's almost a way to get famous now,
Why would he say that?
He just goofed.
Does he know what that means?
Do you think he doesn't know what maybe?
Rochelle, he didn't mean to say it. He didn't set out on purpose to call it a gangbang. He was just excited.
Isn't there like an old... Yeah, I don't know. Let's just let bygones be bygones. Number four, 1997 on this date. It was the premiere of South Park, which has certainly gotten to a lot of controversy lately. Now, if you think that the show began a little softer than it is now, nope. The very first episode was titled, Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. You know, little chubby kid Cartman?
I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
That's one of the shows where it came on, it was kind of shocking, I thought it was funny, and then after the third or fourth episode, you're like, that's enough of that. And now it's been on for 28 years, but... managed to offend somebody. I think it just means some of the time.
Some of the time it is. I mean, there are some funny things, or some of them, but it gets to just be a little.
Have you
annoying.
Seen the promo that they play for that?
No.
Mm-mm. It's got some Red Devil character
in the
bed, mm-hmm. and then Donald Trump mm-hmm. is next.
Right. Well, that's. I know he would say, of course, he responds, and that's what they want him to do, is because now it gets publicity for the show, and they did one with who's the lady that's a secretary now that shot the dog? You remember that gnome? You know,
so they're
going after her and. I think the funniest stuff in the show is when they make, you know, about the kids, you know, when they have funny stuff happen in their lives.
Yeah.
When they make fun of celebrities, it just mean, and they're looking for attention.
And
you know?
Only episode that I can ever even recall liking was the Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita.
Great episode. You know what? If they would just put Chef in every episode.
Poor Chef. Rest in peace, Chef.
I got to be honest. I do like when they have the Canadians on there, too. It's just the way that they have their faces, they're so different. I don't know why they do that. It's not necessary.
You've also been known as a holy poop on a stick. So
holy
poop on a stick. Bonus story. Well, congratulations to the new world's ugliest dog. He's a hairless French bulldog mix named Petunia. It's a she. It's a she named Petunia. The hairless French bulldog mix contest takes place every year out in Santa Rosa, California, to raise awareness about the importance of adoption, but they acknowledge that each of these dogs are just uglier than the next. Well, congratulations to Petunia, and Shannon Nyman is her owner. She was on the Today Show yesterday talking about this, and of course, the ugly dog is making the rounds on the socials.
She's feeling great.
Yes.
She loves all the attention. She loves all the humans petting her.
Like, some people were like, she looks like my grandpa. She kind of looks like she's been hitting the creatine a lot, too. She's really jacked.
Yes, yeah.
She's a mix between Yoda. She's a mix between a hippo, a bat.
Even a wonky dog is deserved to be loved.
Yes.
And that's what we prefer to call them, not ugly wonky.
Man, they got all the big talent there at NBC, don't they? Kind of looks like Yoda, but jacked. Okay.
I saw her. She's a little... She's a little strange looking. Her tongue sticks out.
Sticks out to the side,
She's cute. She's cute. She's sweet. I'm sure she's the sweetest thing.
Poor
the thing
Petunia.
With those hairless dogs and the cats, they stink.
Yeah.
They smell really weird. So not only do they look weird, but they stink.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, we know all about that here, don't we? We know all about it. Number three, Tyrese Maxey of your Philadelphia 76ers going viral after he goes on Instagram Live and asks people, hey, how do you use a can opener?
Oh, geez.
Here's the clip explaining why he's never used one before.
I need y'all help, man. I need to feed my dogs. And normally, Chef helps me use the can opener for my dogs.
Yep.
Tell me what I need to do. Somebody on here, show me how to work this thing. You don't know how to use the can? No, I don't. Lock it in like you got a wrench. Call your chef. I can't call Chef today. Chef's off. I just never need to learn how to use a can opener. I lived in the house with my mama, both my grandmothers. What was I using the can opener for?
Well, shame on your grandma. She should have taught you before you left the house how to use a can opener, son. Come on now.
Do you know how to use a can opener?
No, I would have
no clue.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't think you would know.
I can use the electric one, but the little thing with the handle, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried. It's very difficult. And even the electric one, I end up inevitably, one of those little gear things will peel the label off the Progresso mm-hmm. soup and all of that. And yeah, I can't do it.
That's
yeah,
why you buy the cans that
that's
have
right.
yeah, the little the tab on them. Thank God Progresso makes those cans where you can open the soup. That
they are much easier.
It's dummy proof for guys like me and Tyrese, I guess. Bonus story, I got to mention this. She is a star of one of the big movies this summer, The Naked Gun. Pamela Anderson, I'm not making this up, is selling artisanal pickles for $38 a jar. Pamela's pickles are available at the website flamingoestate.com. Recipe was inspired by one that was passed down, she said, from her great aunt V. Rose, dill, mustard, and garlic. Hot and vegan, just like Pamela. So,
well, everybody likes a good pickle.
If anyone would know about it, I would imagine.
It's Pam Anderson.
Yeah, see? You want some pickle puns? I printed those out.
You did? No, not really, but I'm sure you're going to do it anyway.
Oh, not if you don't want to hear them. Now you deflate it. I printed out like seven of these. You don't want to hear them?
One. Right, go ahead. Give us one, and if it's good, we'll let you keep going.
All right.
Because you know we're going to say no.
I watched a documentary last night about how pickles are made. I found it to be jarring. Come on. Come on.
That wasn't too bad.
All right. Do another one.
A gas station was selling pickles 2 for 1. Boy, it was the deal of the day. No. All right. We're moving.
Okay. Yeah. That's it.
That was bad.
Number two TV news. Tim Burton has announced that he spent the last 8 months creating the 90-second stop-motion animation opening sequence of the new episode, first episode for season 2 of Wednesday. You know about Wednesday Addams?
Yeah, I already watched the whole thing. It was good.
He said he wanted to return to his roots from the beginning of his career. Remember that first thing he did, the little the dead girl or whatever? I mean, I know it sounds grisly, but that was his first... Dead Bride or something was
the Corpse Bride.
Corpse Bride. That's
his
it.
Movie. Yeah.
That's where he started, and so he was trying to harken back to that. But it took him 8 months just for 90 seconds. That's
this
like you know
for the opening.
Yeah. The animated little opening.
Did you recognize?
I skipped
what it
the
was?
Opening every time.
Well, you missed it.
It allows you to skip the opening. I don't think I watched a single. I don't think I watched it at all. I watched the entire. They released the season, but they only did half the season because they make you wait.
Wait. Right. Yep. Yeah.
So I watched, like, I think it was the first 4 or 5 episodes. I don't think I saw the beginning at all.
No, stop-motion animation is like Wallace and Gromit or the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special from years ago. That's takes a look because they got to move. Every time the arm moves a little bit, they got to take a picture, and then they run it back real fast, and that's how it animates itself.
Well, now I'm going to have to go back and watch it. Yeah. I feel bad. We spent so much time. I didn't even know.
In other TV news, if you're a Downton Abbey fan, here you go. NBC is airing a primetime special next month. That will coincide with the release of the final film, Downton Abbey, the grand finale. So,
yeah, I've never got into that one.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I'm sure I'd like the costumes.
Oh, it was beautiful. The cinematography and, yes, the costumes and all. It was good, though, but my goodness, how many of these have we had?
Yeah.
Enough.
If you're eating a pickle, don't forget to relish the moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
One.
Somebody take his phone.
I'll give you a nickel for that pickle. Be quiet.
Well, that's best offer I've ever received, actually. It's an app that allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding.
Huh?
Friends and family and strangers alike. The idea is that it can reduce costs. Yeah. So people want to come to your wedding, you know, reduce costs. So people are selling tickets like it's a concert to the wedding.
So this is like a real Tony and Tina's wedding?
Well, I suppose so, yeah. Yeah, but you're asking your friends and family saying, you know, yes, I guess you could bring a gift, but please, we're going to charge you a ticket here. But for that, you'll get the music and you'll get an open bar and all the food. And they're also, some people are choosing to open it up to strangers and inviting, you know, wedding crashers who pay for a ticket as a way to reduce costs because, you know, it costs, gosh, $50,000, $100,000 for a big wedding easily, you know, especially depending on the venue. And then couples can approve, you know, what is going to be paid for based on how much money they bring in. So you can make a decision after, well, we only got 30 people coming. Cut the bar. You know what I mean? Cut the DJ.
Honestly, if you're a single person and you buy a ticket with your friend or great way to meet somebody.
Bam.
And, I mean, you're going to pay for dinner anyway. You get dressed up. It's really not a terrible. I would go to a stranger's. I've been to a stranger's wedding.
Yeah.
I don't hate that idea if you're trying to make some money back on your wedding.
You can imagine
how you'll pay to go to someone's wedding you don't know.
Sure, I mean, sure, you get the meal, you get if it's an open bar, so you figure depending on the cost of the ticket.
Yeah,
it's
what's
an open
the cost
bar,
of the ticket?
Well, it depends. It depends. It gets anywhere from $50 to $200.
Right, they can probably charge whatever they want if they're selling it.
Correct.
So, I mean, I don't think it's a terrible idea. I think for the bride and groom. It would be more, because you don't know who you're selling a ticket to, so that could be
I am not buying a ticket to a wedding at the VFW. Right. I got to look at the venue.
They make the best meatballs. That's exactly the wedding you want to go to.
They do make good meatballs, but the place always smells like cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Hey, Marge, we're here for the wedding. Let's go.
It's at like the Asbury or something.
Yeah,
I'd buy a
sure.
ticket to go there and have a good meal in an open bar. Sure.
You know, the old timers are going to talk about you. Can you believe that they're charging us for the wedding? I never liked his mother anyway. Wednesday world famous celebrity birthday file. DeMarcus Cousins, 35 today. John Slattery from Mad Men, he's 52. Danny Bonaducci is 66 today. Jocelyn Elders, remember her, the Surgeon General, I think, for Bill Clinton, I think. Maybe it was Bush. She's 92 today. It is Alfred Hitchcock Day, Bert Lahr Day, he was the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, Left-Handers Day, and ew, listen to this, Prosecco and National Filet Mignon Day. Ew, how fancy. I like that. Go to that wedding, filet mignon and Prosecco.
Definitely.
Could have a pickle as a side dish.
Put on a little Downton Abbey. Let's go.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
All right, let's quickly open up the phones here. We're running a few minutes behind. Unusual excuse you've heard. Someone calling off work. We had a song earlier. A lot of people, the flu and COVID season seems to be starting earlier. Everybody seems like a lot of sick people around all of a sudden. It's kind of unusual for summer. So an unusual excuse you've heard. Someone calling off work. I'm not sick, but...
I had, when I was a manager, I had a girl call in because she was sunburned. I'll never forget that.
How about Brittany with the scurvy yesterday?
Well, if you have scurvy, I don't think I want you. No, yeah. You could stay home. But this, I remember this girl called in, and she's, and it was, of course, like 20 minutes before her shift.
Of course.
You knew you were sunburned before then if it was that bad. But she called in and said, I'm sorry, I'm really sunburned, I can't come in. And listen. I get it. If you're like, you got bubbles and you can be badly sunburned, but you know, far before 20 minutes. So she was either lying out all day and then just happened to, I don't even know what happened, but she called in and that was not a fun day. I almost fired her.
I got a $200 ticket to a wedding at the VFW. I'm not going to make it to work today. Unusual excuse. Most unusual you've ever heard. Someone calling off of work. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss on the socials. Into those next. That's today's He Said.
She Said.
Keep it on all day at work today for 52 minutes of music every single hour. They get the classic hits and all the music variety. Michelle will have a ticket see 98 Degrees at DeBasey. Also to the Totally Tubular Music Festival with a bunch of 80s acts all coming to the Hard Rock. So listen to Michelle all day. Plus, she has a Blue Plate Special 105 and your boss business of the day from Chocolate Carousel in Wall. Then the Kane Show after 3. Tula Rule at 3:20. 4 at 4 Countdown. Artists that have been made fun of by South Park since it's the South Park anniversary today. Mm. So he'll do that at 4 o'clock. And then if that's not enough, tonight, if you're chilling maybe after dinner, a little drink on the deck, have Al Levine on the scene. He's doing the Boss Radio Hall of Fame. And it's artists that have appeared on the Jimmy Fallon version of The Tonight Show, because today is his Ed McMahon, his sidekick Steve Higgins' birthday.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing Tonight Show tonight. Artists that have performed and the songs they performed on his Tonight Show. Some of them, they were classic songs. Some of them, some newer people. So that's with Al on the Boss Radio Hall of Fame tonight. Meantime, you're He Said.
She Said.
Unusual excuses. The most unusual excuse you've ever heard from someone calling off work. Maybe you used it. Maybe you heard it. You were the manager. You heard it in the peripheral, you know, the corner of your ear. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss on the socials.
8366 said, I'm throwing up blood.
Ooh.
That's a good reason to call off.
I wouldn't even question that. I just say, okay.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay.
Good luck. Simon said, a plane landed on the freeway preventing traffic using the road.
We got a miracle on the highway, huh?
Did that actually happen?
Also, was he Simon Says? Is that what his name is? Simon Says.
Simon Says, yes. 613, it said, my parents had a medical emergency years ago where one got stuck on the toilet and then the other one tried to help and they fell and knocked themselves unconscious. My employer demanded details because they didn't believe me and said it sounded like an SNL skit.
You sent him that footage of Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon 2 stuck to the toilet with the bomb.
Oh, no. Dennis said, I had a guy I worked with in retail 15 years ago called in to say he had a nightmare and didn't think he'd be able to come in.
The boogeyman got me.
Couldn't stop thinking about it. Oh, my gosh. Scott said, my sister's manager, and she had an older woman call in because her hemorrhoids were acting up. And she texted a close-up picture of her hemorrhoids.
Oh, come on.
My sister then decided to share this story and the photo with our family at Christmas. Oh.
I'd like to point out when I had the roids, I was here every day, baby. I didn't miss a minute of work.
They took a picture? That's almost a skill, seriously. And 5488 said, my wife called me from home while I was at work one day. I asked her why she was at home and instead of work, and she said, I called in sick. I asked her why, and she said there's a big bug at the door, and she couldn't get out.
Can't get out.
I understand. I understand. I don't think that's straight. I totally get it. If there was a large spider at the door, I'd be stuck.
What is the most unusual excuse you've ever heard from someone calling off work? Now, here's the other side of that, though. If there was a big bug at the door here and you were ready to go, you would find a way to get out of this building, would you not? Maybe you can't get in, but
she would.
I don't know.
You'd find a way out. You'd go up at the back door. climb out the roof.
The thing is, here there's other doors. At home, you may not have another door, so it depends on the situation. But if it was at the only door, I'd have a really hard time getting out. I really would.
Time to bust a window like Home Alone.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Unusual excuse. Most unusual excuse you've ever heard from someone calling off work. Lines are open. You can answer on the social pages. More of those coming up. It's the He Said.
She Said.
Today's show is brought to you by Side Salads. Do I want fries with my burger? Nope. I'd rather have a loose pile of leaves with a sad shredded carrot.
Congratulations again to Nick in Manalapan, Diana from Barnegat. Both $1,000 free money winners. Our summer cash payoff on Monday night. You could be next from the free money station, 107.1 The Boss. Congratulations. Enjoy that cashola. If you missed him earlier, make sure you check out the podcast. Pilot Pete Weber from The Bachelor. He's on a new series with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. The podcast will be posted afterwards. You don't have to miss a minute of the show. If you miss anything, it's right there on demand.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Unusual excuse. Most unusual excuse that you've ever heard from somebody calling off of work. 732-774-4444. A lot of texts on this. You can always answer on the Facebook, Instagram, at 1071TheBoss2, or messages there.
Joanna said they dropped a frozen turkey on their bare foot.
for the life of me, I thought turkeys could fly.
I guess it depends on your job. If you're a server or something, you're not walking after that. Are you kidding? Bethany said one guy said he couldn't come in because his goldfish was depressed.
Oh.
And he needed to be there for him emotionally.
A depressed goldfish is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. That's a tragedy off the scale.
How do you know your goldfish is depressed?
Poor little guy's in a bag filled with water at the carnival for weeks and weeks. It's terrible.
Neil said, I flushed my car keys down the toilet. It was me, and I actually did that.
You think it would flush the metal? Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Especially if you have the keyless ones now, just a little fob. Definitely.
I guess a little plastic thing. Mm-hmm. I suppose I could see like a ring or a small piece of jewelry, but it seems like a ring of keys would be.
If it was a full ring, maybe not.
Not the janitor ring of keys,
but,
you know?
Yeah, but
the toilets now have those gas cylinders. Yeah. Our toilets here at the station.
They'll flush anything.
And when you hit that knob, it goes whoosh.
Nystro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Yeah, it's a couple of flushes at home for me here. One and done.
What?
Two and two. Like Chuck Woolery, baby.
TMI. 1986 said they didn't have any pants. They said they had 5 pairs of pants and they were all dirty. They rambled about this for several minutes and said they couldn't come in because they didn't have any pants.
Ain't got no pants, can't come in today.
Tina said, I'm not kidding. I had a guy tell me his dog was having sex with another dog and they tried to stop it. The dog growled and actually tried to bite him. So they had to wait until they finished and they missed the bus.
Ah.
Wow. Wow. 6223 said, April 9th, stuck in a blizzard, all country roads closed, can't get to work.
Well, maybe like in Fargo.
Yeah, but April 9th?
Not here.
Not
but
here.
Knock
That's
on
weird.
Wood.
Yeah. 4205 said, I didn't pre-read, sorry, anal glaucoma. I just can't see my ass making it into work today.
That's great.
And Dan said, because I'm in North Carolina on the pooper.
Uh-huh, sure. Mm-hmm. Unusual excuses you've ever heard from someone calling off of work. Did you give us one? I don't think you gave us one.
I didn't, but where I worked.
Final word to Valerie.
Yeah. So the midday girl at station called in and said she was running out the door because she was late to work and she slipped and fell and hit her hand and it snapped off her fake nail.
Oh,
that hurts so bad.
The whole nail was gone, so she couldn't come into work because
that's actually a pretty good excuse.
She broke a nail.
I do love those videos. You watch people falling downstairs and stuff. You know, the Ring camera videos on Facebook Reels and all of that. Unusual excuses you heard for someone calling off of work. Keep that going on the Text Connect to Facebook page. Thanks for those today. That's it. That's the He Said.
She Said.
Appreciate it.
Is everybody feeling all right? Before you come to work today, I've got something that I just got to say. There's a reason everybody should be staying in the house tonight. Well, your temperature is bumping and your eyes and nose are running and your throat is tight. I find a half-mask, face mask, grab yourself a government test. Hit the dock in the box, down the block before you find yourself running out of breath. I'll tell you why. Because the COVID's back in town. Now, if you're feeling run down, it's 'cause the COVID's back in town.
I don't think I'm making it in today.
mention there's been some more, I don't know, kind of drama and some developments at the pool, a follow-up in our community, follow-up to a story we brought you a couple of weeks ago, where everyone in the room here, it started with Rochelle just telling me, but then everyone in the room agreed with her that I was a little weird, unintentionally. I mean, totally unintentionally with another woman that lives in our community somewhere. And she was in the, we'll all like hang out in the deep end of the pool. All the adults.
There's
a lot of kids running around, or the pool is crowded. You can't really swim, do laps. You know what I mean? You can't really float. They discourage the floaters. And so oftentimes what will happen is that the grown-up people that are at the pool will kind of go cool off and hang out. And inevitably people start chit-chatting. And this girl started talking to Rochelle and told her matter of fact, we're talking about this, she's a school teacher. And then I jumped in and said, so by the way, what building, what area, what part
where
of the community
do
you live?
But you just said, where do you live?
Right. And now what I was doing was trying to bring up my issues with the, with the place, because I like to complain about the HOA, whatever you call it, the rules and regulations and all of this. And that's where I was going with that. Well, everyone thought, including Rochelle, the whole room, that I was a little weird and I freaked this girl out. Now, the next subsequent times we'd been to the pool, happened to see her a couple of times. Completely avoided, ignored
totally
us.
Totally ignored, yes.
I mean, just was hanging in the corner of the, on the steps of the pool, just to stay as far away as possible while we were there.
And she did come into the pool and went to the side where all the kids were and was like, definitely not coming to where we were sitting.
So I said, look at this, she's not going to talk to us, right? Well, lo and behold, I was not with Rochelle. She took the kids to the pool a couple of times last week. Girls there. Comes swimming right over, chit-chat with Rochelle. Mm-hmm. So the problem was clearly me. So yeah. I guess you guys were right that I frightened this poor girl.
Yeah.
Totally unintentionally, totally innocently, and yet she thinks I'm some sort of a horrible ogre, a scary monster.
I think it was just an odd question. And again, your follow-up made more sense, but the way that it was presented initially, where do you live, is like a very weird thing to say to somebody that you don't know. We don't even know her name.
No.
You were asking her profession. Where, what do you do?
I was making conversation.
It was just weird.
Well, clearly, right, because she avoided me like...
She gave me book recommendations, her favorite restaurant around the area. I mean,
say anything about me? Did she say, where's that big oaf that you're usually with? No.
Nope. Okay. She just saw that I was there with the... And she said, your kids are here. That's so... Well, I should say kid. Lola doesn't leave the room. Just Grayson. Yeah. But your son is here. That's so nice. And, what have you guys been doing? Yeah, we chatted...
Grayson would tell anybody where do you live? He'd tell you exactly where he's going to do. He'd tell you what degree he's going to get. He'd tell you anything you want. He'll talk to you all day long. Yep. Unlike that little twitch, he didn't want to speak to me at all.
That's not nice.
I'm upset.
That was not nice.
Well, it's not nice that I'm made out to be some sort of a pervert. I was just trying
to be
pleasant.
Well, you were like, where do you work? What do you do? And also, where do you live?
That is not what happened at all. That's fake news. You're fake news. I want her out of the press room, please. I don't know if in good conscience I can suggest that you vote for Nick for best weatherman in the APB poll. So maybe we should vote against him.
Why?
We should hand this thing to Mike Rizzo.
Why?
What do you think?
Wow.
Because I've been hard on him, so I feel bad. Maybe this is my payback to Mike.
No, definitely not. What are you talking about?
I love Mike. I think he's a great guy, but vote for me.
Okay.
Yes. Vote for Nick.
That's it. The whole point is to win, right? It's about prestige for our station. Come on. You can't root against us.
Well, wait. What is this with our station, okay?
Is he not a part of the station?
Well, yeah, but none of us own it. It's not our station.
We can take claim on it. We're the voices here. What are you talking about?
Best weather personality.
Are you okay today?
Yeah, I'm all right, I guess, yeah. Vote for the boss as well. That's on Rochelle's page. It's on the 107.1 The Boss page. It's at, youvote.com?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's a link over from Asbury Park Press on this.
I will have to post that today. Thanks.
Please do.
For the reminder.
I get emotional about these things, I guess. So it kind of puts me in a bit of a tizzy.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. A melted candy bar would put you in a tizzy. So
they're facts now.
Does that mean beach erosion, too? I always worry about that.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, it's that time of the year.
There's supposed to be an asteroid shower next week, too.
I hope not. That would be horrible. But a meteor shower.
Meteor shower. Armageddon. That's right. Yeah. Sorry. Not asteroid. Meteor.
My
that's
God. Right. we'd all be dead. Like literally. No. We're in the per-seeds right now. It peaked last night, and over the next few days, there's still going to be several hundred in the sky. But the peak was yesterday.
You thought I was upset about a candy bar? Here come the asteroids.
Holy. Yeah. Great.
Holy crap. Pickle for everybody.
It's a fun wedding.
I'm telling you, I got like static going on.
My headphones are weird too. Now that you say it, I thought it was my cord, but okay. Yeah, I don't know what
that is.
It's
a jack.
The jack.
It's the jack.
Yeah, something's going on.
It's all jacked up.
Yes.
Just got a quickie from Tito Puente Brian, who is also on vacation, but I guess streaming us this morning. So the big takeaway this morning is that Rochelle would like to spend a week alone in the jungle with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So we learned that when talking to Pilot Pete on the hotline this morning.
Who doesn't like Negan?
Got that. We're going to have a brand new game tomorrow morning in the wide world of Thursday entertainment. I'm ripping this off. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I'm ripping this off. In my travels, I happen to hear another radio station do this. I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
We're calling it Google or Guess. So we'll give you the topic. So, for example, phlebotomy. Google or Guess. And then you have to immediately say, Guess. And then I'll give you the topic, the question in phlebotomy, and you'd have to answer it. Or you could Google, and then you'd have to quickly be able to Google it and get it to me within 10 seconds. Google or Guess. That's a fun game, isn't it? I'm ripping it off from somebody else. No, nobody.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
What's the problem?
The problem is most people who are calling into us are driving, so they're not going to be able to Google.
I know.
Okay.
Well, pull over. It's important.
Okay.
Some more tickets. Super match tomorrow morning. Go to the Garden. See Billy Idol with Joan Jett. We'll do the Fast Five. Birthdays. See Bub. Mom confessions. You're he said.
She said.
It's 7:50 and more. Keep the radio right here and have a great day. 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.